And hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. It's a blessing to be here again, talking to you one more time about the Lord Jesus Christ. And hey, by the way, Jesus Christ didn't come back yesterday. Hope you're ready for him to come back. He'll be here any day now. Oh, what a great hope. And I want to tell you about the Lord Jesus. He is the Alpha and Omega, Revelation 1 and verse 8. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. That means he's the beginning of the revelation of God. He's the end of the revelation of God. It means he's the beginning of the salvation of God. He's the end of the salvation of God. Now look, when we talk about salvation, we're talking about eternal life. Hey, do you have it? Eternal life? You know, the only way you get it is through Jesus Christ. And if you've not come to Jesus Christ, confessing to him that you're a sinner, now, I'm not getting at you. Just listen up. Don't be so reactionary. If you've not come confessing to him that you're a sinner and believing that he's died for you at the cross, then, hey, you don't have eternal life. You haven't got the gift yet. You see, God's given this gift away. You can't work for it, you can't earn it, but the gift is in Christ Jesus, and he is the gift, and he is eternal life. So if you haven't received that free gift, let him be Alpha and Omega. Let him be the beginning of your salvation. You say, well, I don't have anything which I could bring to God to recommend me. Well, hey, good, that's great, that's wonderful. Just come to Jesus the way you are. I'm going to tell you about sin. Sin makes us filthy. But let him wash you. Yes. You see, you know, I'm lost. I feel lost. But, you know, I think I need to clean myself up a little bit. No. Let him be Alpha. Let him be the beginning of your salvation. You don't have to prepare yourself. Listen, you do not have to prepare yourself to come to him. A lot of folks make this tragic mistake. They say, yeah, okay, I'm going to shape up my life and then I'll come to Jesus. Oh yeah, I'm living wrong right now, but then I'll clean that up and I'll smarten myself up, so to speak, and then I'll come to Jesus. No. That's not how you do it. That's you becoming the beginning of your salvation. It's the fact that you're cleaning yourself up that qualifies you. You've got to believe this. You're not qualified for salvation. I'm not qualified for salvation. Here's what I tell you to do. Just lean upon him wholly, totally, and drop into his arms just right now. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in him. Ask him to save you. And he'll save you. He's shed his blood for your sins. Trust him right now, and he'll save you to the uttermost. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016, or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Blackrock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.